This is your wake-up call. Hey everyone, this is Wayne Mullins, founder of Ugly Mug Marketing. And today we're going to be speaking with a guest that you're going to want to grab a pen and paper and make notes for sure. The gentleman that we are going to be speaking with today has personally represented 58 Academy Award winners, 34 Grammy winners, 42 New York Times best-selling authors. His clients have included people such as Michael Jackson, Barbara Streisand, George Carlin, and the list literally goes on and on. We're going to be speaking with a gentleman named Michael Levine. Michael has written a book that we're going to dive into detail on called Broken Windows, Broken Business. And what we're going to do is we're going to really dive into what exactly this broken windows theory is and what it means for you and your business. You're going to want to grab pen and paper, like I mentioned earlier, as we dive into this conversation. Michael doesn't hold back. He tells it like it is, and it's refreshing to have someone who doesn't try to tiptoe around touchy subjects. So without further ado, let's dive into the conversation. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and dive right into your book here. And the book is based on something called the Broken Windows Theory or the Broken Windows Concept. Can you explain to us a little bit about where that came from?
Yes. In August of 1982, a very famed criminologist named James Q. Wilson created a theory of criminology called the Broken Windows Theory. And the Broken Windows Theory, theory of criminology, said that if you went into a neighborhood and there were broken windows or graffiti, and the authorities did not clean the broken window, repair the broken window, or clean the graffiti rather quickly, greater and more serious crime would surely ensue. And the reason that was true is because it sent a signal, apparently, to the community, to the neighbors, the tourists, to the residents, that the bad guys were in charge. And so this theory, which was not very well known outside of law enforcement, became better known in the early 90s when a mayor of a major city used it very, very effectively to clean up the city, which was in tremendous disarray and disrepair. And that mayor's name was Rudy Giuliani, and that city's name was New York City. And that is how it became better known. Rudy Giuliani used, along with his police commissioner, William Bratton, the Broken Windows Theory to restore order in New York City at a time in which it was tremendously chaotic. And tremendously unsafe. So I came along in the year 2006 and took that theory of criminology and moved it into business and said in exactly the same way that it works in a society as a criminology theory, it works identically in business. And so if you go on an airplane and you pull the tray down and there's a coffee stain uncleaned, it sends a psychic signal to your brain that perhaps the engine maintenance isn't being done very well. And so my contribution to the Broken Windows theory of criminology is to move it into business and to tell business owners that it is those little details that are communicating tremendously to customers, potential customers, all the time. And the book, which is going to be 10 years old next year, has become a bestseller, constantly listed in the 100 most influential business books of the last decade. It has not only become a bestseller here in America, it's become a bestseller all over the world. In China and Russia and kind of of interesting thing. I never imagined that this book would have that appeal internationally, but indeed it does.
Yeah, and it's one I've heard mentioned so many times, finally picked it up, and after reading it was saying, why didn't I pick this up sooner? Why didn't I read this book sooner? It's so profound, and it makes you take this theory and you break it down and really detail how for any organization of any size, this theory applies, and it's so profoundly true.
Well, you're very kind for those generous words. Thank you.
They're very deserving. So real quick, what is the Tiffany theory?
The Tiffany theory has nothing to do with the broken windows theory. Tiffany theory is another theory that I created about public relations. And that was from a book called Guerrilla PR, which went on to be the most widely used introduction to PR in the world. And Guerrilla PR explores this Tiffany theory. The Tiffany theory says that if you come to visit someone and you bring them a gift and you give it to them in a Tiffany box, the gift will have a higher perceived value than if you give it to them in no box or a box of less prestige. And the reason that's true is not because the people that you're giving the gift to are psychological jackasses, but because we live in a culture in which we gift wrap everything. And so we gift wrap our politicians and our corporate heads and our movie and TV stars and even our toilet paper. And so that's the Tiffany theory.
So let's talk about employees as broken windows. And that's chapter 7 of the book. In the very first sentence in that chapter, you say, often the worst broken windows are people. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, I wish I had an opportunity to rewrite that sentence because I'd go from often to virtually always. The people are the biggest broken windows in business. You know, you see this all the time. Walk into a restaurant and the person behind the counter is looking at their phone and all the rest. So, you know, people are, without exception, the biggest broken windows in a business.
You say in that chapter as well that you have a saying in there, silence is agreement.
Yes.
What does that mean in the context of
that? Well, actually, it's a Jewish admonition. I just stole it or took it, which is to suggest that if something is happening, if you own a restaurant, if you walk into a restaurant and the bathrooms are filthy, you have two presumptions that I think you reasonably make. One is that the kitchen's probably pretty dirty too, and number two, the owner or manager doesn't give a rat's ass about how dirty the place is. I think those are both reasonable conclusions. And so, and of course, history has not been kind to businesses who insult their customers over time. And so, you know, you can do this crap for a while and get away with it for a while. But over time, history has not been kind to businesses that insult their customers.
In the next chapter, you talk about the magic piano at Nordstrom's. Can you take a second and explain what that is?
I heard the word Nordstrom. The magic what?
The magic piano.
Oh, magic piano. Yeah. Well, in Nordstrom's, now this isn't as true as it once was, but there used to be in Nordstrom's, in the main lobby, a piano player, which of course, a live person playing piano. I don't think that's as true today as it once was. Probably been done away with, but it used to exist. You used to walk into Nordstrom's, and in the main lobby, there was a live piano player. Now, if that doesn't send a psychic signal to your brain that you're not in Macy's, I don't know what would. I mean, it's a differential, a way of stating or gift wrapping the shopping experience.
Right, and you also go on to say that it's important that they don't have a tip jar.
Oh, it's yes. Tip jars, which have become so increasingly popular in the world and America that you know, 20 years ago, if you walked around a coffee shop or whatever, there wasn't a tip jar. And I think that one of the real signs of American decline, societal decline, will be that, you know, when history is written about our society at the early part of the 21st century, I think tip jars will be included in the symbols of decline. And you know, I'm not a what I'm opposed to, of course, is this idea that we're supposed to be tipping people for the most basic normal service. And, you know, yeah. I have laughed at, you know, the thought, why don't we have your gynecologist put a tip jar out?
Yeah.
At a funeral home, why don't we have a tip jar? I mean, it's part of this idiotic notion that society's had that we should be rewarding everything. So somehow, if I go to a coffee shop and I pay $3 or $3.50 for a cup of coffee, I'm supposed to somehow also feel guilt-ridden to give another, more money to the wonderful, 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 helpful person behind the counter who's simply handing me a $3.50 cup of coffee. I don't know where this thinking began, but wherever it is, it's not useful to a civilization's pursuit of exceptionalism, I tell you that.
I know you're on a tight schedule here, and I do appreciate the time. Last couple of quick questions here. What is one question that no one ever asked you, but you wish they would?
Well, the question is really, Mr. Levine, why? Why do people resist the broken windows theory? I mean, you have so much evidence to prove that it works and prove it's true. It just seems so commonsensical. What is it? Why does not all business owners adapt to the broken windows Ten Commandments? What is the resistance? What is the opposition? And, of course, the answer is, well, that's simple. Wayne, that's simple. The answer, the opposition is that people are stupid and lazy. And then you'll say, wow, Michael, my goodness gracious, you don't want to be saying that, do you? Yes, I do. Americans have become increasingly stupid and lazy. Stupid, by which I mean stupid, is they're stupid by almost entirely by virtue of distraction. And they're not intellectually stupid, but they're operationally stupid because they're distracted. So they're stupid, but most importantly, they are without exception lazy. Americans don't want to work. Most, not all. Obviously, there are always exceptions. But we were once a nation made up of very, very, very tirelessly hardworking folks who had an incredible sense of nobility around hard work, including manual hard work. Now, this is an era in which if you drove by your neighborhood, you would see 15, 16-year-old boys mowing the lawn and delivering the newspaper. Well, I promise you, my brother, if you drive around your neighborhood on a Saturday morning, you're not going to see any young neighbor's boys mowing the lawn. I promise you that. And you're certainly not going to see them delivering the newspaper or working in too many fast food restaurants and stuff, because this is beneath them now.
Right.
And there it is. So when owners and managers of restaurants or dry cleaners or law firms or any business, if you say to them, well, why don't you repair your broken windows? The real answer is because I'm too lazy. I don't want to exert the time and money and effort. I want to try to get away with as much as I humanly can by working as little as I humanly can. And that's become the, not again, nothing is 100%, and there are always exceptions. But that's basically the modern American motto.
Well, thank you so much again for the time. Where can people go to learn more about you?
Well, I'm not sure your listeners have ever heard of this before, so I may be introducing something new to them. There's this thing called Amazon.com. You may have heard of it. Amazon, www.amazon.com. And on Amazon.com, you can buy books, and they can be sent to you. And it's really cool, and it works. It's like having a bookstore wherever you are. And so my best advice to people, if they're intrigued by this type of thing, is to go on Amazon.com. Now, for about the cost, I think it's now $10 or $12, you can get a paperback of this book, and you can read it, and you will become probably, if you're like most readers, rather quickly depressed for a period of time.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to shoot yourself, and then you're going to say, well, since I don't want to shoot myself, I better get about the business of changing my way of thinking. And, you call doctor's offices today. You know all this, Wayne. Let's say you call a doctor's office, right? Do they answer on the first ring or the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth? Usually takes them about 10 rings. And then when they do pick up after 10 rings, the first thing they usually say is, can you please hold? And this is, this is a broken window, and there's broken windows everywhere. So,
yeah, again, Michael, thank you so much for the time.
One other thing, if I might mention,
yeah,
I have this thing that I'd like to share with your audience that I think is pretty cool.
Sure.
And if I might, it's called the Excel, E-X-C-E-L, the ExcelReport.com. So you just go on www.theExcelReport.com, and you can sign up to get a free newsletter from me that we put out about twice a month. So it's not a lot, but it's ideas on success. It's concepts of how to basically get your shit together. And since most people are, stupid and lazy, they're not going to get their shit together. So if you do get your shit together, you're going to rise to the top very quickly.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put a link to that as well in the show notes.
Thanks, and
the book is titled Broken Windows, Broken Business. And as Michael said, you can pick it up on Amazon or go to a local bookstore and have them order you a copy as well if they don't have it. Michael, thanks again so much for your time. Greatly
appreciate
it.
God bless you. Talk soon.